Number of fleabagger Texas Democrats with coronavirus climbs to 5. By Joel B. Polak on July 18, 2021. 5 members of a group of Democrats from the Texas House of Representatives who fled to Washington, D.C. to deny the chamber a quorum to pass Republican-sponsored voting laws last week have now reportedly contracted coronavirus. The group of fleabaggers, as they are pejoratively known, which was celebrated by the establishment D.C. media and welcomed by Vice President Kamala Harris, also traveled on a private charter jet, posing maskless with a case of beer. As of Saturday, 3 members of the delegation had tested positive for coronavirus, all had been fully vaccinated. 2 more tested positive, the Texas Tribune reported. 5 Democratic members of the Texas House of Representatives who traveled to Washington, D.C. last week have tested positive for the coronavirus, according to the Texas House Democratic Caucus. The 5 lawmakers are among House Democrats who fled to Washington, D.C. to stave off GOP priority voting bills during the special legislative session. The members who tested positive all have been fully vaccinated, which helps protect against severe illness. All of the lawmakers are showing no symptoms or only mild symptoms. A small percentage of vaccine breakthrough cases, in which a fully vaccinated person tests positive for the coronavirus, have been expected, according to the CDC, but they are rare and do not discount the effectiveness of COVID-19 vaccines. In a statement on Saturday, Republican House Speaker Dade Phelan wrote on Twitter that he extended his prayers for safety and health to Democratic caucus members. During the 2020 presidential campaign, Democrats accused President Donald Trump of hosting a super-spreading event at the White House when he announced the nomination of Justice Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court. An event is regarded as a super-spreading event when it leads to an unusually large number of infections. Vice President Kamala Harris, who met with the Texas Democrats, visited Walter Reed Hospital on Sunday for a supposedly routine checkup. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has published guidelines for group events, both large and small. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair: The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.